I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello,
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And welcome to Batch Bitch. It's a podcast where we bitch about
the Masked Singer.
The Masked Singer this time. I was going to sit on the couch, and just before I pressed record, Danielle said it would be weird if I did that. And
no.
That we should both sit on the floor.
I didn't say it would be weird. You said, would it be weird? And I thought it would be funny to say yes.
Yeah.
And it was.
It was pretty funny, and we're still laughing about it now. Danielle, what's up? You're wearing glasses.
Yes, because I now wear glasses. Jono, because he works for a private health fund, said that I should, he pays for private health for both of us.
Mm.
He said that I should go and get, say, my eyes checked and go and do like dental. Since we've been together, he's made me do things annually that I myself would wait 10 years to go do.
Yes. I mean, dentists should really be every 6 months.
All right, whatever. I don't know.
I'm not saying I've done
they're
that.
They're fine. So I do need to go get an x-ray to make sure my wisdom teeth aren't poking my eye sockets or something.
Oh, no.
Which I think they are.
Well, no.
Anyway, but I went to the optometrist and then, because I thought I had perfect vision and I was like, all right, I'll go to appease you. And then I went.
You blind cunt.
Yeah. And then I went and they were like, yeah, so you need glasses. And I was like, oh, okay. And it turns out, yeah, no, things shouldn't be blurry in the distance that you should know. So now I have glasses. And
I'm amazed you didn't try anyone's glasses on and be like, oh, this is better. Because that's what happened to me. I really thought I was fine. And then I put on my sister's glasses and I was like, oh, I'm fucking blind.
Maybe because you're related or something, you have like a similar issue with your eyes or something. But yeah. Every other pair of glasses I've ever tried on has been like, bleh, to me.
Right.
But this pair really, really do things. It is weird to get
wow.
It is weird to get used to them though. Because
yeah.
Like I feel like I'm looking out a fishbowl. Like I can see everything in the peripherals. And also it like I don't know. It's just weird. And also when I go inside I feel like I should be taking them off. Like if it's darker indoors, I feel weird having them on.
Mm.
You know? When it's fine because they're not sunglasses.
Hey, it's a learning process and yeah. You'll get there and then you'll be great.
Thank you.
As someone who's had glasses for years, that's my advice to you.
And how are you?
No!
Okay. Okay. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I specifically said not to.
Okay, sorry. I said something I shouldn't have. How are you, Naomi?
I'm good. Thanks for trying to bring up deep, dark secrets about me right before the pod. I say, please don't bring this up. And then
I thought you were joking about not
right
bringing
out
it up.
The gate with it. Anyway, it's fine. I'm fine. I'm doing great.
See, you think you know Naomi, but she keeps secrets from you. So.
If you see me in person, you go ahead. You ask me. But this is not something I want on the internet. Anyway, I'm doing fine. What have I been doing? I've been writing, poorly. I'm not very good at self-motivating, so mm-hmm. That's fun. Oh, it's been announced now, so I can talk about it.
Yeah.
That my pilot got picked up.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. We got off track again.
Cutting out some more details that Danielle's trying to dish.
Okay, sorry, I'm one of the people.
Anyway, so that's exciting. So I've been doing that. So that's what I've been doing this whole time.
Congratulations.
Now I can tell people.
I knew.
You've known for so long.
So long.
Yes. Yeah, very exciting stuff there on that front. But not as exciting, I would say, as the Masked Singer.
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you love this show?
I mean, Yes, in a ridiculous way.
Oh, it's perfect.
Like, I can't, I just start, like, I'll scream at the TV. I will, like, start yelling, take it off, take it off. At the same time, when they got to take off their head things, I believe I know who some of them are.
Yeah.
And that's interesting.
It's so fun. So The Masked Singer AU, if you don't know about it, which is, I don't even know how the hell you wouldn't. First of all, our patron saint, Osher Gunsberg, is the host.
Mm-hmm.
And he seems to be having the absolute time of his life on this show.
I mean, why wouldn't you be?
I've never seen him so happy.
I also think that Dave Hughes is having the time of his life.
And I'm having the time of my life watching Dave Hughes.
I love him so much. Watching this, I'm like, this is the best. I just want to watch Lindsay Lohan and Dave Hughes hang out.
Right.
Seemingly, they've got the, like, dynamic of dreams. I love watching them together.
It's so fun. I tweeted that I forgive Lindsay Lohan for stealing that child and not one person liked it. For trying to steal a child.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even that bad because the mum punched her in the face. So
that's so funny.
Yeah. Not her best. Not why, her why'd
she try and
point.
Steal the child?
She was like on Instagram Live filming herself accusing this family of like trafficking their children.
What?
This like immigrant family from Syria or something, like accusing them of trafficking children. What? And then they were like, leave us alone. And she was like following them around. And then the mum turned around and punched her in the face.
What the hell?
This is all on Lindsay Lohan's Live.
Oh, no. She was having a rough time that time, whatever was
she
happening.
She was, but she's doing great now.
I just want to say being in the spotlight, like that type of pressure, being like a proper celebrity would be absolutely insane.
Oh, absolutely.
Like you would be bonkers anxious.
Especially
having
a child.
Breakdowns all the time. So I think what she did was not a good thing. Probably don't accuse people of trafficking children.
No.
And following, harassing people. Probably don't do that. But also, she's had a rough time in her life.
She has. And look at her go now.
Yep.
It's apparent. No, I don't know if I should say this. What? I heard. Oh, I don't know if this is. Let me just look up if this is common knowledge.
What? If what's common knowledge?
Well, I want to look it up before I say it.
Okay.
Oh yeah, apparently, Lindsay Lohan at one point, I don't know if it's now, but, she was uninsurable, which meant that because she was so unreliable in showing up to work and doing her job that you could not get insurance
to cover her. Oh my God. That's so funny.
Because you get insurance if like a star gets sick or something.
Yeah.
Then because, you know, it costs money to delay things and stuff.
Yeah. But so if somebody's got like bronchitis and they can't film.
Yes.
In the way that, like, their voice. Because, like, I've had bronchitis. If you can't talk, there's no point. And if the voice of
the
person changes.
Well, I have been on television when I can't talk.
But I feel like you wouldn't be acting. Would you have been acting?
I mean, I was trying. I mean, it didn't really go very well, but I really did my best.
I mean, I'm sure it's fine. It's probably not good, though, if in, like, a blockbuster movie somebody's voice goes from being like, hey, I'm Lindsay Lohan to, hey, I'm Lindsay Lohan. They'll be like, what happened there?
Yes. But anyway, you could not get insurance for Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, my God. That's.
But she's doing so good on this show. She's so funny. And I'm in love with her and I'm in love with Husey. And I find myself just sitting in front. It's the first time in so long that I've just found myself just genuinely, unironically, just enjoying like primetime network television.
Yeah. I love watching. I like laugh out loud at all of Husey's jokes.
Me too.
When he like is like, you can tell he's just having fun. He's
yes.
not like, there's no scripted jokes really that he's making. He's just having
fun.
I
think he's scripted.
You
them,
think so?
But, you know, well, they're just a bit of fun. But that's what I love about it is that it's not taking itself too seriously like The Voice or like Australia's Got Talent and stuff like that. Like, you know, they're just like so overhyped.
Yeah.
And they're just like, the judges seem fucking crazy.
Well, also like Australia's Got Talent, it's like they scout for people to put on the show.
Yes.
It's like, so, yes, people audition, but also a lot of people are cast to audition.
Well, inside of gossip, yeah.
That's common knowledge.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. Because, like, you see on videos of, like, the English one online, people are like, there was, like, one lady who was, like, a pink impersonator who went on the show and said she didn't want to be thought of as a Pink impersonator anymore, and then did a Pink song while she was dressed up like Pink. And then then she got really upset when they said, well, if you don't want to be thought of as Pink, why are you doing a Pink song or whatever? And then she said, you told me to do that on stage. And then in the comments, like, people were talking about it and stuff. I feel like it's just mean. Common knowledge now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, they do that. The other thing, I think the judges are trained to just, like, react really hugely to everything.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's where Danny Minogue has come from.
Sorry, that was...
Yeah, like that. And I feel like that's where Danny Minogue has come from. And so the other three are just, like, chill. And yeah. Then Danny Minogue, like, when the robot's on, she's just, like, standing up and doing the robot. And I'm like...
Sit down.
What are you doing? Like, the others are just, like, you know, sitting there or standing there just enjoying it, like, in a normal way that seems normal. Yeah. And Danny Minogue's just doing the robot with her eyes just, like... And then, like, every 10 minutes he's like, ah, who is it? Ah, I want to know. Ah. I'm chill the fuck out.
Meanwhile, Hughes is doing joke guesses. Yes.
Every single Julia one. Julia Gillard.
Jeff Goldblum. For clearly the lady one.
Oh, what a laugh he is. I opened for Hughesy once in, like, a country town. I can't remember where it was.
You've talked about this on the pod before.
Have I?
Yeah, because we also talked about the fact that, of course, you are the perfect opener for Hughesy.
Yeah, I am. Of course I am. But, you know, I'm glad it happened then and not now, because now I would be too starstruck and I would be so overwhelmed to be around him after this brush with fame. Anyway, it's like my favorite show ever, I think. And are you glad that I forced you to watch it?
Yeah. No, yes, I am. It's been
you
fun.
You were so upset when I messaged you about it as well.
Yes, well, see, the thing is, like, I don't like additional things to have to put into my schedule.
Yes.
Because I'm also, like... Because most of the time I'm gigging at nighttime, which means then I have to put it on during the day, which is usually when I'm trying to, like, write or do other stuff.
Yeah. Well, obviously this should take precedence.
Yes, and it has. It has. Jono's watched every episode with me so far, and he is also loving it. I knew he would.
Mark fucking hates it so much.
Why does he hate it?
I don't know. He watches me just, like, sitting in front of the TV, like, beaming at it, and he just sits there and shakes his head.
He's worried it's competing for your attention.
Oh, it absolutely is.
It's like a new baby.
I forgot his name. It's ruining our relationship.
You know how men get, like, jealous of new babies because the wife pays attention to the baby more?
Mark's... I saw a post about that today on Twitter. It was one of those, like, I think it was relationships. It Reddit ships. It, like, curates stuff from Reddit.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was so bad. It was like, oh, my husband's, like, been really pissed at me ever since we had the baby. And, like, the other day, or, like, today, he was, he, like, wanted me to go do something with him, but I was like, I gotta wait till the baby's asleep. And he's like, oh, you're always taking care of the baby and not me. And then she was like, well, obviously I have to take care of him before I take care of you. Like, obviously that's just the
you're
way it has to go.
You're an adult human.
And then he said, oh, well, why don't you suck his dick then? And stormed out.
What?
And she was
so
like...
So, wait, was the activity that he wanted to...
I guess he wanted, her to go suck his dick.
Okay, well, that's not... Okay.
First of all, that's not a pressing issue.
No, that's not something that's, like, time...
sensitive.
You know? No. You can come... If you can come now, you can come in 40 minutes. You can come... Wait till the baby's asleep. But do you want the baby screaming in the background while you're getting your dick sucked? You weird psycho?
Also, he just, like, the way she was like, I have to take care of him before I take care of you. And it's just... I found that really weird to be like, I have to go take care of my husband and suck his dick.
Yeah. He's having a panic attack. He's too horny. He's freaking out. He needs his dick sucked. He's like a snake. You need to milk the venom. Calm him down. I don't know if that's what you do with snakes. I know you milk the venom, but I don't know if it calms them down. I assume not. But it's to stop making them vicious, I guess, because they're not vicious, but, like, it would stop making them poisonous. And this
just
man,
like,
would,
a horny man.
Yeah, this man would be less aggressive if he had his dick sucked, I guess.
What you're saying is...
He'd probably
is,
have a little nap, too.
What you're saying is cum is venom.
Yep. I was watching... me and Jenna watched Chernobyl on the weekend.
And fun!
Yeah!
I haven't seen it. Don't spoil it.
I won't, but I was thinking, because, like, you know how... I asked him this question last night. So with the radioactive whatever, like people get infected with the radioactivity, right? And then like they kill some, I mean, there's this stuff.
Why are you spoiling?
I'm not spoiling stuff, but like, I'm not spoiling stuff. This isn't but spoiling here's the stuff. Plot. No, this isn't the plot. No, so people like can get radioactive stuff, and then like if you can like you can get it from other people, right? You can like absorb their radioactivity.
Okay,
that's a common thing. That's just any time. So that's right. Not time. That's not plot sensitive. But I was thinking, I was like, so if you just like fucked a guy who was near Chernobyl and he came in you, his cum could hurt you.
Literally be venom.
Yeah. Wow. His cum could just like
radioactive
rot
cum.
Your ovaries or something. I don't know. Anyway, that's what I was thinking about on the weekend.
And then mutant baby. that's fucked up.
Mm.
I wish unbelievable.
What's that?
It's really interesting. And what probably don't want to talk about is sad.
Okay.
But it's just about this girl who like files a report that she got sexually assaulted. Like,
oh yes, I've seen that.
It's really good. It's Netflix. Based on a true story, which is kind of horrifying. But anyway,
moving on. The Masked Singer. So
okay, there's 12 contestants. Should we run through them?
Yeah, sure.
This is so fun.
Let's go through the first four that have been unmasked already.
Okay. So, the alien.
Yeah.
This is the one that I absolutely knew who this was.
Yeah. Away. As soon as I heard the voice, I was like, okay, I had this. I had her album when I was a child. I'd know that voice anyway.
Exactly. Nikki Webster.
Nikki Webster.
All the clues were so obvious. And also, I think everyone just assumed that Nikki Webster would be on the show.
Yeah. Also, one of the people who listens to the podcast, Kiara Fraser, she, at my, I think it was my 10th birthday party, gave me Nikki Webster's album. So, shout out to Kiara.
That's
how I knew it was Nikki Webster's voice from the get-go.
The songs?
It wasn't the Strawberry Kisses one. It was like the one that was like about friendship and stuff. It was like the purple one.
Was there more than one album?
Yeah. What are you talking about? Yes, of course.
Wait, I remember one song about traffic lights. Does this mean anything to you?
No. She also did a like a Jungle Book one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, like I remember this song. It went like this. Red light, better stop right where you are. Don't be crossing over the line till you see me change the sign to green light. Hurry, boy, just come to me.
I don't remember that one. The song that I knew was Depend on Me.
Okay.
Which went like this. You got a friend you can depend. I think something like that. Let me skip it. I'm gonna skip it.
Cares, turn around and I'll be there. You can always depend on me.
I actually did know it.
Wait, there was another song that I remember that she spells out. So, Depend on Me. Wow, that really is one of her bigger ones, it seems.
When you mean bigger ones, you mean...
Individuality.
Individuality.
It's being who you want to be. Not someone the crowd wants to see you be. Individuality. Fuck, what a banger.
Well, she had some big hits.
So many songs.
Yeah.
Did you see the image of her daughter when she got unmasked? Spitting image.
Exactly the same?
Yeah.
Do we have another Australian Olympics coming up at any point?
I don't think so. I don't think they come around.
That would be great if every generation is another Webster.
Anyway, so that was the alien. And I thought she did a great job. And I don't know why she like went out so early.
Yeah, I think honestly they had to though, because we all knew it was Nikki Webster.
Also, I think it probably doesn't. It probably just comes down to like people's schedules.
Yeah.
I'm sure there were people who were like, I can't commit like 2 weeks or 3 weeks to this.
I don't know if okay, Nikki Webster
runs her own dance company.
Yes, okay.
Where she teaches dance.
Okay, that's okay? True. Okay.
Just because she's not at the top of the charts doesn't mean that she doesn't have a lot going on.
Okay, sorry. Individuality. Being who you want to be.
Exactly. And that's what Nikki stands for, and I love that. Anyway, I thought she did a great job. She did Born This Way, and Lindsay Lohan guessed that she was Bindi Irwin because her knowledge of Australians is limited, especially since this is her first time in Australia.
She did a guess on the last episode, which I was like, whoa. And Jonah would thought that I'd Googled like people because it was such an like a guess that I was like, I only feel like I know this person because they were on like, you know, when iTunes used to do like free single of the week.
Yes.
I used to, so it was Mahalia Barnes, and she guessed Mahalia Barnes for somebody. And I was like, absolutely not. They've given Lindsay a list of people and I like memorize these people. There's no way she knows who Mahalia Barnes is.
But everyone knows Jimmy Barnes.
Yeah.
So she's probably just like thinking of like the four Australians that she knows.
Yeah.
And then he's like, do any of them have daughters?
Or sons?
Or sons, for that matter?
I don't know. Yeah. Because he's got two children in there. Because, you know, David Campbell's his son. Jimmy Barnes' son.
I don't know. Not who's that?
David Campbell, the one who does all the swing songs and he's always like hosting whatever, Sunrise or something.
I feel like I know exactly.
You know who's.
Yes. Yeah. As soon as you said swing songs, I'm like, I know that fucking guy.
He does every he's Christmas carol. He's got to be on Carols
by Candlelight. Yeah. Carols by Candlelight, very popular. Well, very, it's just well a known tradition.
Yeah.
That you watch it on Christmas Eve mm-hmm. at home, or you can go. Fun fact, my late uncle used to direct them.
Cool. Very anyway. Good.
Can't now, though, for some reason. Okay.
Okay.
sorry, a bit dark there. Okay, who else has been unmasked? Second was the robot.
Yes.
Oh, well, let's go. Who was first? First was the octopus.
Yes, that was Gretel Colleen.
Gretel Colleen, mind blown. Yes. For our overseas listeners, Nikki Webster was 12 years old at the Australian Sydney Olympics in 2000, mm-hmm. where she like flew, she was like on cables and she just like flew around big stadium and
singing
sang
a song.
And she just became this huge fucking hit, but yeah. then it didn't really last. Into no, her adulthood. Because
she was 12.
Because she, yeah, she was 12.
She was 12.
That is true.
It's very hard to go through being like, I don't think there's many ways you can go from being like 12 years old, being like the Australian, like children's darling, but also adults aren't really probably listening. Like you would buy it for your kids, but then at the same time, as your kids grow, they go through a stage where they're like, they like want to be more adult and stuff. And then also you have to go through this weird growth period of going from being child to adult. And unless you do it the people Miley Cyrus like way, it's very hard. And people did not like that, but she did it very smart, I think.
I remember when Delta Goodrum. So Delta Goodrum also, she was on, was she on Neighbours or something?
Yeah.
And she then, she did music and then, which is what she's most known for. But then once she like sort of teased her hair a bit. And I remember all these articles about how Delta Goodrum turns into a sex kitten just because her hair was a little bit like rough and teased. And everyone was like, Delta Goodrum's a little slut now and she fucks. And I was like, can we chill?
It's fine. She just teased her hair. It's cool now. People tease their hair. People were really into teasing their hair around that time too.
I remember being like, wow, she does fuck. But then I like Googled the images like a little while ago and she's just wearing normal clothes. Her hair is just a little bit messy. Anywho, so that was, Nikki Webster. And then Gretel Colleen is basically an iconic television presenter in Australia. She hosted Big Brother mm-hmm. for most of its seasons.
She's also an author and comedian.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I didn't know she started in stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
But she was also a lawyer before that.
What a smart woman.
I thought it was Gina Liano from Real Housewives of Melbourne. Ah. Who's a barrister. anyway, very cool. Of mm-hmm. Gretel Colleen to do the show.
Yes.
I've recognized three of the four people on this who've been unmasked, which is very thrilling for me.
Oh yes, because wait, who didn't you recognize?
Who do you think?
Well, there's two sportsmen, so I don't know.
That's true. Okay,
and by the way, I have a story about one of them because I had an incident happen with one of them.
Oh, good. Can we cancel him?
No, I think we'd probably cancel me if I'm honest.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to cancel one of them anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, so that was Gretel Colleen. Good on Gretel Colleen.
Yes.
For that. I think she did a fine job.
You did great.
Just the octopus. And then Nikki Webster was third. Second was Brett Lee, who was the robot.
I didn't know who that was.
Oh, you didn't know him?
No, I don't watch the cricket.
He's like pretty famous. Even I know who he was. But I got a little reminder because I remember during the last election, he posted a video supporting Tony Abbott. Famously one of our worst prime ministers.
Yeah.
Who just this morning defended again one of the reasons that he got overthrown, which was that he reintroduced knights and dames. And he's like, I still think that was a pretty good move. Even though everyone in Australia was like, why the fuck are you using your time reintroducing knights and dames?
It's fun. It's quirky. It's fun.
Anyway, man. Brett Lee loves Tony Abbott and campaigned for him, even though Tony Abbott's a
dog. He just wanted to be a sir. He just wanted to be crowned a knight. Yeah. He wanted to be Australia's premier cricket knight.
Anyway, Brett Lee, sorry, it didn't work.
Is that who you're cancelling?
He got, yeah, I'm cancelling him. Okay. Yep. Tony Abbott, climate change denier.
Yep.
Thinks women belong doing the ironing or whatever. I don't know. Mm-hmm. He's crazy. You know what? I actually kind of do miss him though. Because we have a
great name. He's got another crush.
We have no, but our prime minister now is just as bad. But he's also really boring.
Yeah,
and I feel like at least Tony Abbott was entertaining.
Yeah,
for those overseas who might not know, once he just like as prime minister, he's bitten to an onion at a farm.
Oh my god, I hated when that happened because then all of a sudden, like 16 comedians came out of the Melbourne. Like in Melbourne, just being like, can you believe he had an onion? One guy used to bring an onion on stage and bite it. And I was like, why are you doing that? Just do the same thing.
Oh, that's hack. But still, that footage is amazing.
Yeah.
He didn't even peel it.
No, he just bit into the onion.
It's still funny.
Yeah, it is still funny. So we've had one prime minister eat an onion. We've had another prime minister eat his ear. What? Stuff. Do you remember when Kevin Rudd like picked his ear and ate it in Parliament?
No.
That was funny.
He's so embarrassing now.
I met him.
You met him?
I met him because he was like,
oh, you were on that episode. Okay, so one of our ex-prime ministers who got over, all of the last like fucking 10 have been overthrown. He famously had a lot of outbursts. He was apparently very grumpy to work with, even though he seemed really friendly and he was really popular when he was going for prime minister. But now he's just really into handball.
Yeah.
And he just like sent out a video being like, anyone who wants to challenge me to handball, go ahead. He's like this man in what, his 60s or something. And he's just like, I'm really good at handball.
He's genuinely really good.
And then Danielle was on an episode of Rove, Saturday Night Rove.
Yeah.
The last episode, I believe, of the two.
Yep.
And Kevin Rudd was there playing handball.
Yeah. And to be honest, like, we all had a chat before he came on to be like, all right, so Rove's clearly going to win this handball game.
They thought Rove was going to win.
Yeah. And then
what I mean,
we all thought, he's like, Kevin Rudd's quite old, you know? Mm. And we thought, you know, it turns out he was going easy on all the kids in the videos. He's quite good. Anyway, I got way too into it. I was like so into the handball in the background. I don't know, yeah.
So it might be weird that one of our ex-prime ministers is into handball, but to his merit, he's quite good at it.
He's quite good at it, you know?
Anyway, you know he's not good? Brett Lee, cancelled.
Cancelled. Now, the last person.
The last person. This is the one I didn't know. His name is...
Wendell Saylor.
Wendell Saylor plays...
Rugby league.
Yes, that's why I don't know, because that's not a very Victorian thing.
Okay, so... My brush with Wendell Saylor was I was probably like 13 years old and we went on a family holiday to Magnetic Island. Mm. And me and my dad went on those, like, you know, those paddle boats where you like paddle them like a bike? You like ride them like a bike?
Yes.
And it's a little boat.
And a little lake?
Or on the ocean.
Oh, okay.
Like just on the sea because we're on the island. So everything's water around it.
What island?
Magnetic Island.
Okay.
And so we were out on the ocean and everybody was there, like, and you were sort of like spraying other people with these, like, you know, those like foam things that look like noodles, but you pump them up and they suck water in them and then you spray the water.
It's a classic.
Classic. So we had those and it was me and my dad on it. And then I started pumping water at this, by the way, Wendell Saylor is humongous, obviously.
Oh, you can tell it from his costume.
He was in the boat with his small, like, young daughter, and the boat was, like, almost underwater on his side, and she pretty much couldn't paddle at all because there was no point. It was just turning air. Anyway, I just started spraying him directly in the face.
Why? Did you know it was him?
Well, it was just fun. Everybody was spraying everybody. Okay. But I was just spraying him in the face, and my dad was like, Danielle, no. Danielle, that's a legend. Danielle! Stop spraying the king. It was fun. I had fun. I sprayed Wendell Saylor in the face.
I'm sure he was a good sport about it.
He loved it. He loved it.
Was he fun?
His daughter was trying to spray us too, you know?
Oh, well, that's...
So.
So he's a cool guy?
Yeah, he seems like a cool guy. Like, I mean, from my small brush with him where I sprayed him in the face and he didn't attack us.
Your brush with fame.
Yeah.
I have to say he was not a great singer.
No, he was genuinely terrible.
He did that song Get Low by...
Try to get low. Apple bottom jeans. Which is, I think he chose that one as well because there's actually not much singing in it.
No, the rapping was fine. It was just when he had to actually sing the chorus, it was completely out of his range.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not a famous singer. So.
No, he's not.
No, and they knew that.
That's, you know what? If I was famous, I would absolutely do this show. But the one thing I can't handle is after they take the mask off at the end, when they have to sing the song again and you can see their face.
Yeah.
It like makes me want to jump off a building.
Yeah.
It's so like.
I think they're just doing it to prove that it was them or something. But it's like, we believe Wendell Saylor sung the song. Yeah. We know that's not a professional voice that you've used.
T-Pain.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I hate it. I hated seeing that.
Yep. Oh, sorry. By the way.
Nikki Webster was fine. I wanted to say. Great singer.
Sorry, the robot wasn't unmasked.
Wasn't it?
No, Brett Lee was the rainbow lorikeet.
Oh, right, the parrot.
Yeah, the parrot. He was the parrot.
Right, sorry. So the robot's still going.
Yeah.
Do you have any theories? Wait, let me go through each
one. I
got
no idea who the robot is.
Okay, there's a prawn.
Yep, the prawn. Oh, Jono reckons that's Fitzy.
Fitzy?
That's who he reckons.
From the radio show Fitzy and Whipper.
And from Big Brother.
And he was on Big Brother.
And he used to be an AFL player or something.
Yes.
For that.
And, oh, there's like a, there was like a soccer net behind him. Does that check out with anything?
Maybe he used to play soccer, not AFL. I don't know anything about sports people. He's definitely a sportsman.
Into footy.
Yep. Who's the other people?
So the robot was created by the digital age, has always been connected to the water. I love the butterfly, but now I love to tweet. I'm okay. Botching these clues.
So this is somebody from, I think they said it was like somebody from the Gold Coast or something.
Well, it sounds like maybe Bob Irwin or something. Someone, maybe that was just my guess. Someone said that or I just said that.
I think it's somebody who used to be a swimmer.
Well, yeah, because of the butterfly, it made me think of a butterfly stroke.
Yeah. And I think water as
Lindsay
well.
Guessed that it was Usher.
Oh my God.
Usher.
Yes, Usher would be on this show.
But they sound like a good singer, I said.
They do sound like a good singer. That's why I reckon they maybe, yeah, I don't know. Maybe they are a singer now or something.
So then it's the unicorn versus the wolf.
Okay, I think the unicorn, okay, I can't remember if the unicorn is this or somebody else because I, for some reason, I can't remember who's who because they're not, I'm not seeing faces at all.
Yes, it's hard.
So it's hard to remember. But I think the unicorn might be one that I thought was maybe Marsha Hines because I keep on thinking it's Marsha Hines, but then everybody keeps guessing for different people, Denny or Demi Hines. So
Denny
now I'm
Hines,
like,
yeah, her daughter.
Yeah, so now I'm like, oh, maybe it's that and they've got a similar voice or something.
Hum reckons it's Olivia Newton-John, but probably she wouldn't bother with this, would she? I mean, maybe. Maybe she's born.
Maybe. I've got no idea. I don't think, but like, what would hers be? I don't understand why she would do it.
No. She's got bloodlines going back through the ages. It could be Denny Hines. Incredibly social, witnessed many miracles in my time. Spread joy all over the world. Mm. Anyway, the wolf. Apparently, everyone knows who the wolf is.
Who's the wolf?
Rob Mills.
Oh, I guessed him the other night.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, everyone's saying that it's him.
Okay, that's good.
Millsy is an icon of Australia.
That's good. I think he was on Australian Idol or something like that.
Yes, he was on Australian Idol and then Neighbours. He does music theatre. I saw him. He was in Wicked.
Yeah, he played Fiero in Wicked.
Yes. I saw it the night that Anthony Kalia was sick, unfortunately.
Who was Anthony Kalia playing?
I don't know.
Why? Okay, now I'm confused. Why? Okay, if they got two?
Two what?
Two, like, male leads in.
I don't think Anthony was a lead. I think played, like, a side character.
Oh, like Bick or something.
Someone small. Okay. Maybe Bick. I'm just probably saying that because it's Anthony Kalia.
Maybe Bick. I don't know.
But anyway, all the clues just, like, absolutely say it's Millsy. I saw Millsy was on a there's a show on ABC called You Can't Ask That, which is really good. It's like they talk to like minorities and stuff.
Yeah.
And like ask questions that you're not supposed to ask, so then they can talk about it and how annoying those questions are or whatever. But Millsy was in one about reality television.
Yeah.
Because he was on Australian Idol. And he brought up that he slept with Paris Hilton, I think no less than three times.
That's
because it was this huge rumor mill. There was like photos of them on a balcony together when Paris Hilton was in Australia.
It was a huge rumor Rob mill. But you said a huge rumor mill. Right. We're talking about Rob mill. Okay, bye. Edit that out, please.
And he just kept bringing it up, and I was like, move on.
Yeah, I bet Paris Hilton doesn't talk all the time about the time she slept with Rob Mills.
Maybe she does.
I slept with Fiero from the Australian production of Wicked.
Anyway, it's absolutely him. There's a dragon. Yeah. Was that? I can't remember. Who was? What's his name? Wendell Sailor?
Wendell Sailor, I think, was the rhino.
A rhino. So there's a dragon who doesn't have a great voice either, in my opinion. There's a monster, which...
What's the monster look like?
It's like that big round thing with one eye.
Oh, yeah, that's cute. Whatever that is, that's cute.
That is, I forget her name, but she works on the project.
Carrie Bickmore.
No, not Carrie Bickmore, but there's another one.
I don't know any of the others.
And I can't remember her name right now. Rachel something? Masked Singer. I literally looked up her name and then all this stuff, like... They were like...
That doesn't seem like a vibe the project would do. I don't know, but I guess maybe. I don't know.
No, it's not Rachel. Well, I looked up... Someone said, I reckon it's this woman. So then I looked up her name to see who she was and I recognized her. But then it was like see related tweets. And it was just tweets about the Masked Singer.
Oh, somebody said... Jono said he was like... He texted me the other day and he was like, are you listening to Nova? And I was like, no. And then he was like, so he said that people think that Kate Ritchie's somebody on it because they kept on calling up to be like, Kate Ritchie, you're definitely the person on The Masked Singer. They just kept on taking calls and she was like, no, no, no. And then, Jonathan was like, well, he didn't know whether that would confirm or deny it because he's like, surely if you were on it, you'd just not take the calls on air because you wouldn't want to, like, keep the rumor mill going. The rumor Rob
the
mill,
rumor
as
Rob
we
mill.
Call it from now on.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw Kate Miller-Heike on Twitter and she was like, stop fucking tagging me. I'm not on The Masked Singer.
I did guess her for something recently. Oh, really? Yeah, I think I might have guessed her for the unicorn or something once or something. I don't know.
Then there's also the spider who I love.
Yeah, I think I like the spider too.
They did like this really amazing version of Toxic.
You're toxic, I'm slipping them.
It was like a haunted version of Toxic by Britney Spears. And I have no idea who they are. And then, yeah, Rhino was the...
If you slow down, Hit Me Baby One More Time by Britney Spears, it sounds like a song about domestic abuse, by the way.
Oh.
Because I remember once I was like having fun and I was singing it slowly and then I was like, ugh.
Hit me baby one more time. You know, that's actually what that song Fine Line Between Pleasure and Pain is about.
Oh.
You've done it once, you could do it again.
Oh no.
Whatever you've done, don't try to explain.
It's a fine, fine line between pleasure and pain. A pleasure and pain. If you've done it once, you could do it again. Whatever. Okay, this has been a very singing episode.
I wonder why. We're so inspired.
If either of us do The Masked Singer, you'll be able to tell.
Then there's the lion, which someone told me they think it's Kate Sobrano, and I completely agree.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what Kate Sobrano's voice sounds like, but it could be her.
It's
I thought
rich.
It's rich. I thought maybe it could be like Paulini, but I also don't know what Paulini's voice sounds like.
No, I don't remember. One of the young divas.
Yeah.
For any of our international listeners, that is a pop group that was made up of women who'd gone some way through Australian Idol mm-hmm. or something.
Was Jessica Mamboy in the Young Divas for a bit?
I don't know. I remember Ricky
Lee in
Lee
it?
Lee was in it. Young Divas. We've got, it was Paulini, Ricky Lee, Kate DeRouge,
and Emily Williams.
Emily Williams. Kate DeRouge won season 3 of Australian Idol. Famously didn't get through the first round in seasons 1 and 2.
Ooh, wow.
Just shows to show that Australia only has so much talent. And if you wring that rag every year, then you're going to run out.
You keep going, one day you'll get through, babe.
They're going to run out of people who are better than you.
Did you see they're doing Big Brother next year or something?
Yes, hell yeah.
I'm excited for it, but I'm also like, I'm excited to see because, like, I want to see what type of people they cast because since the last seasons, like, things have changed, you know?
About reality television?
Yeah, like, because back then it seemed like...
This is what Gretel Colleen was talking about in her interview.
Oh, was she?
Post-Mask Singer. Ooh. Yeah, they asked her about Big Brother and she was like,
is she going to host it again?
No, I don't think so. Okay. But she was just saying she doesn't know if it'll be as easy to cast because in the beginning, Big Brother was just like, just real people.
Yeah.
But then you might all just get all the same people applying.
Yeah, because I'd be worried about like, because there's also a connotation with reality TV now. Mm. Like before people were just sort of like, I feel like a lot of people like, if I was an adult when the first season was on and there was like really no internet back then. Like there was internet, but like nobody, Facebook didn't exist. Like no, Twitter, like all those things.
Just go and have a hotel.
Yeah, exactly. And sexed people like you did. Is that what you did?
Okay, I was approached. And
okay, sorry.
And I was like, okay. And I had no idea what I was okay, doing.
Sorry.
Have I told this story on the pod?
I don't know.
I used to have a stand-up bit about it where basically this – I was 12 and this mm-hmm. guy said he was 14. And then I think I said, yeah, same. Anyway, we were in the pool in Habbo Hotel and we were whispering. and then he was like, let's do cyber sex. And I was like, okay. But the only thing I knew that women said during sex was harder. So everything he said, I didn't even know they would go like, ooh, yeah. So I just kept – everything I said was just harder, harder, harder. And then he was like, I'm fucking so hard, my dick's coming out of your mouth. And
Jesus
I was like,
Christ.
I don't think I'm ready for this. And then he told me, he's like, I've had sex. Yeah, you get really sweaty actually. a lot of fun.
Okay.
Meanwhile, my mom's like cooking dinner behind me. I'm just harder. On the computer in the family harder. Room.
Yeah, I think if like I was around back in the olden days before all the internet and stuff and before we had like heaps of reality TV shows before Instagram all that, I think it would be something where you'd be like, this could be fun. I just take some time off work. I go meet a bunch of people in a house. It seems like a fun, like different thing to do.
Mm.
I think now there's the connotation that you're going on something to be famous or to start, I don't know, something. I also think that editing now has evolved so much that, like, even though it's filmed every day, they could still edit you to be a villain and things like that, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Whereas back then, I think there was more, like, people were just, like, showing people having fun. I remember everybody loved Big Trev. Remember Big Trev? He would just, like, they'd show a video of him outside talking to, like, a magpie or something. He'd be like, oh, you do want a day, bird? And people would love it, you know? I feel like there'll be a lot more drama involved now.
Yeah, there would. Yeah. I mean, there even was, like, they start, when it gets down to the last few, they start talking like they're on Survivor, like, just about, like, game and strategy and stuff, and it's so boring to watch.
Yeah, well, I mean, you would sort of get, by the end, you would be gone crazy.
Oh, you'd go fucking insane. I don't know how they don't go crazy straight away.
I reckon I'd go crazy about people cleaning.
Oh, really? If they didn't clean?
If they didn't, like, if the house was falling into disrepair, I'd be like, what the fuck? Why is everything covered in dust?
Dust?
Yes.
Oh, you'd be angry about dust?
Yeah, of course I'm not going to be angry about dust. I'm going to sneeze if there's dust everywhere.
All right, then chill the fuck out.
I'd struggle. I think I'd struggle as well because I'd forget that the cameras are on me. And you know, like, if there's so many people in the house and everybody's a different personality and they've cast specifically annoying people as well.
Yes.
Like, you know that you're just going to get pissed off. And then I know that I'd start bitching about somebody and then it'd be all on TV that I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to go crazy about this person who's just the most annoying person in the world.
I think you would have to. I think if you tried to be nice the whole time.
Yeah.
And, like, perfect, then you'd actually go insane.
Yeah, that is true. Sorry, I'm just trying to let – if because I got to pick John off. I'm just making sure he's okay.
Yeah, all right. You have a car.
Okay, sorry. I got a car now. Hello. Anyway. We're back.
What was your favorite performance on The Masked Singer so far?
To be honest, sometimes I kind of zone out during the performances.
Yeah, because they're mostly awful, but there are some good ones. I liked the spider doing spider. Toxic.
Yeah.
And then I also really liked, because there's background dancers in all these things as well. Just yeah. Doing whatever. And so the lion did Bad Guy by Billie Eilish.
Yeah, I hated that performance.
I loved it so much.
Why did you like it? I was like, this, why are you doing this song like this?
Well, first of all, Lindsay Lohan was so thrilled that it was like a newish song. She was just like, oh my God.
And also not an Australian classic.
Yeah. Like Get Low.
Yeah.
And so she's like jumping up out of her seat. And so I was like listening to the lion sing in this low register. And I was like, okay, you can't really like, you know, project very well with it. Anyway, and then she starts belting the next octave up, which clearly you hated.
No, I didn't like the change of pace. I didn't like the way – I feel like that song is more like – I don't know. I didn't think it suited that. Yeah.
I thought it was creative that they did something different. But my favorite part was that for some reason it was themed as The Matrix. So the background was just like black with green like ones and zeros like trickling down everywhere. And then all the backup dancers were just dressed as Neo from The Matrix. And then just like jumping around and pretending to dodge bullets. And then there's just this lion in the middle of it all. And none of it made any sense. And I was like, this is fucking amazing. And then I was like, Mark, you got to watch this. And he's like, I hate this fucking show. And then I put it on and he was like, okay, this is amazing.
Yeah. Okay, so he does like it now.
Thank you. Well, he liked that performance because it was The Matrix and a lion and Billie Eilish for some reason. Yeah. And Lindsay Lohan just losing her mind. Oh, I've had so much fun with this show. And I also love that Osh is just there the whole time. Have you seen him like just standing near the judges? Sometimes when the music comes on, he's just like standing behind them, just like dancing and trying to join in.
He gets to wear some full on suits in this show. He also at the start is always coming out in some weird way and like throwing a mask into the crowd or something. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Covered in glitter. Oh, he's having so much fun. But I can't handle Danny on this. I made some notes about things.
Honestly, I could deal without Jackie O or Danny. I think it would be funny if just Lindsay and Husey were guessing.
Jackie O's good at guessing though.
Yeah, I think she's there to keep things like going.
And she seems like a normal person.
Yeah.
Even though, as we both know, she does work with Kyle Sandilands, who is notoriously the worst person in Australia, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Everyone was really mad at him recently.
Well, because I don't remember. I just remember being like, the police are around his house or something. And I'm like, what?
Because he said that Virgin Mary wasn't actually a virgin.
Oh, my God.
That's what he gets in trouble for?
Are you
serious? Like, a week before he made Abby cry from The Bachelor by being like, well, you should get over him because I have it on good authority that they made out on the couch and then they went into the bedroom and he inserted himself in her. Ooh. So that's saying Virgin Mary wasn't a virgin. Chill out, everyone.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's been like in hiding or something because all the Christians and Muslims are mad at him. Good way to unite people, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like the one time where I'm almost like, get over it. But then I'm like, you know what? Anyone who's like mad at Kyle Sandilands, I'll get on board because he's the worst. I also didn't like it when Danny said right at the start, oh my God, I'm going to like not know who anyone is. I'm going to be pulling my weave out. Like,
you don't have a weave. I liked that that's what somebody else said. I was like, you don't have a weave. And then somebody else on the show said that as well. It's like she may have hair extensions or something, but that's not a weave.
Yeah.
Let's not be.
You wouldn't have said that 10 years ago.
No. You've been watching a lot of what? RuPaul's Drag Race or something?
I don't know. Just absorbing things from black women.
Yep.
or absorbing things from people who've absorbed it from black women. Driving me crazy. There was the prawn, also of suspicion, said, "I love you, Danny," in the middle of his song.
Oh.
That's weird. Hmm. I'm just looking for anything else.
I think my favorite performance was probably Everything by the Robot, just because he's the best, I think, at singing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think the spider's really good, though.
Yeah, I think the spider's good, too.
Yeah.
Is that the one who, is everybody guessing that's Kate Miller-Heidke?
Probably, I guess, because she's maybe the best singer.
Yeah, I don't know.
The
lion's all right, too, aren't they? Because I don't remember what voice goes to what because we don't see the faces.
Yeah, it's really hard. There was one woman and Lindsay Lohan definitely kept being like,
"Is that a man?
That's a man.
That's a man.
I think that's a man." And it's just like, I've never seen someone
looked more like a woman too. I think that might have been the lion. That's a
very
something.
Like old way to look at it. Yeah, but like it's just like so fucking rare. And also every second one they're like, "Oh, they're British. Oh, they're American." And I'm like, they all sound so fucking ochre. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, also I mean they're like, I feel like so many people sound American when they sing because so much music is out of America, so people sing with an American accent.
Yeah, like, and then in their things, they warp their voice. Okay, maybe there's a chance, yeah. But I don't think they would because they do like little clues and they speak and then they distort their voice so they change the pitch of it or whatever. But they're all in an Australian accent.
Yeah.
I kind of... He's like, "Oh, he's British."
I kind of hate when they give the clue at the end as well, when somebody's like, "So, are you a singer?" And then they're like, "It's been a long time, but when I was a child, I was into tennis, and we went on a train track often." And you're like, what the fuck? How am I supposed to take anything from that? Don't do another clue.
Yeah, that's one of them was, "Are you from an American reality show?" "That's not where my game comes from. Unicorns work hard for what they get."
What? What okay. Are you saying? Is that on, is this on tonight?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so it's Monday, Tuesday.
There was also another moment where Dragon said, "I've done..." This was their clue. "I've done a few more laps than the average Aussie dragon." At which point, Dandy Minogue just pretends that she's driving a car.
Well, I mean, you got to keep the camera on you somehow.
She's killing me, man. She's killing me.
Laps could be anything. It could be cars. It could be running. It could be swimming.
You know what I also thought was weird?
What?
Is that in episode 4,
mm-hmm.
Nazim Hussein is on the desk.
Yeah, for the first time we've got a guest judge.
4 episodes in.
Oh, yeah.
Did it take them 3 episodes to realize that everyone they cast was white?
Maybe, but what are we... every week are we going to have another guest of color on the panel?
I don't know.
That would be psycho. That would be so psycho.
Well, now I want to find out, like, tonight, I'm like, is it just going to go back...
It's Marsha Hines.
Is it just going to go back to, like, the 4 of them, or is Nazim going to stay there? Why was he there randomly? It's so weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I liked that he was there.
Yeah.
But I'm like, just replace
he was really
Danny Minogue
funny
with
too.
Nazim Hussein, right? Like, she's I'm sorry, I can't handle yeah. her.
I liked his reference to John Hoppawattie.
What did he say?
He made a, I think his name, is this John Hoppawattie or something? He made a reference to Hoppawattie, who's like an NRL player who in a scrum put his finger up another player's bum.
Oh, I was trying to Google that, but I had no idea how to spell it. I think I thought he said Tom or something. No. I was like, what does this mean? Yeah. Well, there you go.
You call it a Hoppawattie. Yeah. It was a scandal when I was in school, I remember.
Well, okay.
All the boys were putting their fingers up each other's bums, being like, "Oh, why did you?" Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, my school was. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We also had a thing called.
Sounds
a
like it should be a police
flap whack, which was when girls would hit you on the flaps.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
Yeah, I didn't like
that. Because we called it a box tap.
Yeah, we did flap whack, and people would do it with rulers.
Yeah, that's fucked.
It was like, okay, you want to fucking bruise my clit? What are you going to do? You're going to ruin it. I'm not going to be able to.
You're going
to
ruin
I'm
it.
I'm not going to be able to come because you're going to have taken all the nerves out of it.
Well, I mean, come you've for got 8,000. Calm down. Yeah, no, that's just assault. Anyway, I'm filing a motion that they just replace Danny Minogue with Nazim Hussain.
Yeah, we can do that. We can get that done, surely.
Even though it's finished filming.
Yeah. We'll just superimpose him on. He can say the same thing every week.
Yeah. So when the celebrities arrive at Masked Singer, they have to, like, be wearing, like, black sheets. Mm-hmm. They have to basically be covered from head to toe so you can't tell who they are. Mm-hmm. And then I think they also have to wear them backstage until they get into costume.
Yeah.
And Wendell Saylor said that he was so hot on stage that he, like, thought he was going to pass out. So there was, like, a fan inside his head to, like, cool him down. But because, like, it's, like, there's nowhere for the air to go, it's just, like, not really working. And he was, like, going to faint. And then apparently, like, he complained that, like, Lindsay Lohan had to, like, go eat for an hour or something. No. And he was like, ah. but then, like, Danny Minogue said something like, oh, not Danny. Jackie O said something like, oh, Lindsay's good at being like, nope, I need to eat now, because otherwise they just make you sit there forever without, like, a break or something like that. So there's two sides to every story.
Yeah.
I think I'm always going to side with Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, I think everything. So too. I think from now on I will be Lindsay's biggest fan.
Yeah. I'm in love with her. And the other thing that's really funny is how long they spend taking off the mask.
Yes. I feel like they've practiced this. They've done so many practices of how long to take off the mask for.
Well, here's the thing. What? So they have the crowd in there, right? Yeah. So no one knows who the Masked Singer is.
Yeah.
And then when they're like, take it off, it's literally probably 10 seconds of them just sort of leaning to the side with their hands on the mask and then just sort of like just twisting from side to side like they're about to take it off.
Yeah.
But what happens is they don't want the crowd to know who it is.
Oh, yeah, I was wondering how this would happen because this is filmed ages ago. So the crowd aren't there for that.
So then, the crowd are there for them, like, doing this little, I'm about to take it off. Then they get filed out.
And then the judges do.
And then they take off the mask. And so then just the judges see. Because you can tell you can't really see the crowd.
So then they're just singing by themselves when they do the sing without the mask on.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
But it's very creative. So they obviously get some, like, producers to sit in the audience. So then they, like, film over their shoulders so it looks like it's from the audience's point of view to trick you into thinking that they're all still there.
That's so funny.
So they're, like, singing out to this audience that isn't there. which is so good.
That's so funny.
And then there's also shots of the audience of them going, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it's them. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. That they clearly just, like, make them do, like, pretend that they're unmasked and it's this person. Which will be fun to be there for.
Yeah.
I'd actually love to be in an audience with, like, Osher there just, like, hanging out and bantering.
That'd be fun. You'd love that.
I bet he would love it. I bet he loves to get, like, amongst the crowd and have a little chat.
You just say, hey, I'm from Batch Bitch Pod. I'm always tweeting at you.
Yeah. And you only respond to me when I'm not criticizing you.
All right. Should we wrap this up?
I say we talk for 2 more hours.
I'm going to say no to that.
Okay, so Danielle, do you want to read out the song that we have for this week?
Yes, the song this week is called Verano Sensual, and the description is this. This one was designed to be played at low volumes under people doing things like talking or fixing broken PS4s. Spicy, spicy, broken PS4s.
Well, another, I know, I'm horny. Okay. Well, we have a few reviews.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a bit of fun. Okay. This one says, I can't remember. When was the last time we did a podcast? I don't want to miss any.
We did 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Jess Jones says, V good, here for the toe skill discussion and yelling. Yes. Tried to watch The Bachelor, this series, so this podcast makes more sense to me, but I couldn't cope with Matt's beige personality.
Oh, my God, finally. Somebody else who's not in love with him like Naomi. Oh, he's so boring.
He's kind.
Another word for boring.
He's a bit of fun.
He's not fun.
Okay, we're not talking about Matt anymore. We've finally gotten rid of that man. Petrificus Totalis says, I had no choice. Some other review said I was double cursed if I didn't review, so I did. Love the pod, love not being double cursed too.
Good, and love the Harry Potter ref.
Oh, is that what that is?
Petrificus Totalis, yes.
Oh, cool. Very cool, man. J. Michael Q says, hand emojis, You know, the one with the two hands, like, sort of facing outward.
They're, like, praising.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
I don't even watch The Bachelor, spelt with a T in it. But this show is...
Well, of course, because it's, like, our podcast.
Yeah. But this show is the new highlight of my week. Well, good. Sorry, good. We weren't on here last night. But Harrison Kai says, prawns eating humans. I just want you to read that sentence out and capture Danielle's true reaction live on the pod. Don't you dare... Don't you dare do a Bachelor style edit to show exactly what we want slash make her a villain, but maybe in the end that is exactly what we want. Circle of life, you know.
Can I say, by the way, I did a gig at the Gold Coast recently and I was in a very kooky mood and I was laughing so much at my own jokes, which can happen sometimes. If sometimes
you're always laughing at your own jokes on stage.
Okay, but sometimes they really get me if I'm in a real silly mood. And this night I was in a real silly mood and I said the thing about prawns on stage and I full on for 2 minutes was crying laughing on stage. Like crying. And
was the audience with you?
Yeah, they were laughing and then they were laughing heaps, but then like I had like black eyes because I'd put my stage makeup on for the rest of the set. I mean, it went well, but because, you know, yeah, but it was yeah, they saw that happen.
That's so beautiful. Chol Mep says olive leaf extract. Great pod. Can I recommend some olive leaf extract to keep the cold and flu nasties away?
Ooh.
I'm assuming we were sick at some point.
Oh, yes, yes. There was a period where I think both of us were sick for like 3 months.
I mean, yeah, I literally just got over another throat infection.
Congratulations.
I don't think that has anything to do with me relapsing into just eating McCain's ham and pineapple mm-hmm. slices and not vegetables again. Mm. But randomly I started eating some more vegetables and it went away.
Yeah.
So I also want to say how brave I am because I went to the doctor and I was like, I'm about to go away for a few days. I don't know if this is bacterial or viral. And he said, look, I'm going to give you antibiotics. You can take them today or you can wait a day or two. And if it starts getting better on its own, then it's viral and you don't need the antibiotics. Mm-hmm. And I did wait and it did get a bit better. So then I didn't take them because I'm really brave and I don't want us to run out of antibiotics. That's just my lecture to you guys. If you take antibiotics when you don't need them, you are ruining the world and everyone's lives. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand,
Naomi also has scurvy from not eating any vegetables. So does she care? I don't know.
Well, I can't. If I don't eat vegetables and I get sick, then I need the antibiotics to get better. So really.
You should just eat some broccoli occasionally.
No. Genuinely, I should. But also that's just my PSA. But probably the world's going to burn before antibiotics stop being useful anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So probably nothing we do matters and we should just do whatever we want.
Yeah. Yeah, throw that plastic out. Yeah. Grate it first and then throw it out.
Grate it?
Yeah, like grate it up like little bits of cheese. And
wouldn't
throw
that
be out.
Better? Wouldn't it decompose faster if it's in little pieces?
I feel like it'd be more likely for a bird to think it was a worm and eat it.
Yeah, do that.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Anyway, that's the end of the pod for this week.
Thank you
We've
so much.
We've had a wonderful
much.
Time with you.
We
love you. We
don't know when The Bachelorette is coming, but I'm pretty sure it's very soon.
We assume it's after The Masked Singer.
Next week, I think.
How many more Masked Singers do we have to get through?
Well, they've revealed 4 and there's 8 left.
Okay. Oh, yeah, 2 weeks away then it should be. Yeah, you're correct or something. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Batch bitch. Batch bitch. Better singers and more famous than everyone on that show. I didn't know who Bradley was. La 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 Batch Bitch. La 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 Batch Bitch. La 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 Batch Bitch. La 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 Batch Bitch.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.